Smash your FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
Everybody, it's Tyrone Dan here on StarosEntertainment.tv, right here on Indy100.com radio, as well as on UBN Universal Broadcast Network. And we're here. Just want to say thank you on all the listeners from around the world who have been tuning into my show. And because of you guys, I get to do what I do. And I always want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart, because I'm very grateful and appreciative. Without you guys, there's no show. And I always, like I said, I always want to say how blessed and grateful I am for all your guys' listenership. We're going to have a great show for you guys today. If you're into some cool music, we have an artist coming in here, singer Nadine Emmerich, coming to the studio. But before that, we want to do a couple little plugs. Again, if you want, hit me up. If you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews, back archive shows, that kind of stuff, go to our main production website, which is at www.starosentertainment.tv. That's www.starosentertainment.tv. Also, if you want to see some of our in-studio guests photos, such as our guest of the hour and our guest co-host, go to our Facebook page, Staros Entertainment, over on Facebook. Again, that's Staros Entertainment over on Facebook. And then also, if you want to hit me up on Instagram and or Twitter, go to at Tyrone Tan, TYRONETAN as in Nancy, N as in Nancy. And if you really, really, really want to maybe keep touch, you could hit me up on Facebook on Tyrone Tan. And I think I got a lot of those plugs out of the way. So we're going to be bringing in my guest co-host of the hour, coming back. It's been a while. My dear friend, Mr. James Bowman. How's it going, buddy?
It's going great. Thank you, Tyrone.
How's it cool?
It's been a while. It's maybe 2+ years or so.
Yeah.
I mean, the holiday special.
Yeah, that's right. And then, you know, we've been having a lot of different guest co-hosts. We always want to say what's up to a lot of our guest co-hosts that's been rotating through the times, filling in that seat from Elisina Eck to Brandon Rezovich down to Marcus Lusfein down to, I don't know, we have a lot of great ones. But that does not mean you're not great as well. So I do want to say thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Ty.
And that's so cool. Any cool, exciting things going on in your life for the last time you've been on?
Well, work's always really busy and exciting. Keeps me on my toes. I work for a visual and performing arts college.
Okay.
I've been on a health kick.
Awesome.
I think a lot of people are going into summer. It's that springtime. And the other thing is I've really been working on my faith as well.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great. Great, great. Great to hear that. And so, like, when you say health kick, for you, like, what is that's important to you? Like, the health thing? And not only that, but, like, what is your regimen, so to speak? Like, what's your current regimen, let's say?
Well, I started doing the meal prep, so I'm getting meals weekly from a chef, so it's all healthy. It's basically turkey, fish, and chicken with vegetables.
Wow.
A variety of different vegetables. Been doing some workout sessions with a personal trainer as well, and just watching my form and pushing me a little bit further than I've gone and making sure everything's correct, and just got a game plan.
Gotcha. When did you finally decide, or at one point go, why did you get into the health kick mode? Like, what was that?
Well, it started off with the new year, but it was followed by my birthday in February, and it just kind of reinforced it, and I decided just to keep it going.
Gotcha. Well, cool, man. Is it tough? Are you being disciplined, or what's your weakness? Like, if I threw something in front of you, what would you be like? You have to, like, oh, my gosh, don't do that. That's my kryptonite.
I say my kryptonite is French fries.
French
fries. I've always loved them. My grandma got me started on, potatoes in the morning when I was a kid, and yeah, it's just that it stuck with me.
Okay, well, cool. I don't know if you remember. Do you remember the drill of what the guest co-host is supposed to do? Do you remember? Did you get the memo?
No, I didn't get the memo.
Okay, you didn't get the memo. Okay, well, the memo, we are supposed to always do, we do a movie review. We call that. Okay, so we're going to do a movie review. Now, normally we do a lot of movies that come out in the theaters, but we also do stuff that are coming out on Blu-ray and or out on Blu-ray or DVD, that kind of stuff. And I was able to just pick up a copy. I don't know, did you ever get to see, I'm going to do a quick review here on The Greatest Showman. Did you ever see that?
I didn't see that.
No. Well, okay. So I got to see this in the theater. I love the movie. It's got nominated for awards, and now it finally came out on Blu-ray DVD, so I want to kind of give a little plug. A lot, because I love the movie, but B, I had the pleasure of being able to meet Hugh Jackman back when it was, you know, last year. Very nice guy. And it's kind of like, I kind of want to, like, help promote it. You know, because, you know, it's like when you like when people are really sweet and kind to you, you always kind of want to, like, do something nice as well. So I kind of want to help promote this movie. Again, thanks to IMDb. Here's a little quick synopsis. Again, this is The Greatest Showman, rated PG. Again, it's out now on Blu-ray DVD. Greatest Showman, a little synopsis, celebrates the birth of show business and tells of a visionary who rose from nothing to create a spectacle that became a worldwide sensation. Directed by Michael Gracie, written by Jenny Bix, screenplay Bill Condon, as well as Jenny Bix, story by, and starring the awesome and talented and nice guy, Hugh Jackman, as P.T. Barnum, as well as Michelle Williams, beautiful, talented Michelle Williams, Zac Efron, Zendaya, Rebecca Ferguson, Austin Johnson, Cameron Seeley, Keala Settle, Sam Humphrey, a plethora of great, talented actors. There's just a lot. But you did not get to see it, right?
Not today.
Okay. That's so
definitely one.
Well, it is. It was. I love the film. I love the music. And I thought it was a little original, and it was just, I think, just all around. I don't know. Everyone did great, and now it's finally, and I kind of always, you know, like humming this one song. This is the greatest show, I believe that's a song. But it's one of those things that I say I highly recommend. And I think even if you're, let's say you're not into musicals, I think it kind of captures you right away. Like, there's this opening song. I don't want to spoil, but it's like the favorite song that I like, and it kind of opens up. I think beautifully, as well as, you know, even if you're not into it. I mean, I know people that weren't into musicals, but they like this particular movie. So I say recommend to check it out on Blu-ray DVD.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. What was the last movie you seen?
Well, actually, the last time I went to the theater, I went and watched Black Panther.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
And what did you think of that?
I thought it was good. I was entertained throughout the movie, and I thought this was a good story.
But you don't go to movies as often as...
Not as often as...
Well, you're
a
sports,
guy,
right?
A little more sports.
Sports guy? All right, great. Yeah. Well, cool, man. So did you get the other memo? The other memo is a way we find the way, the guest goes, we find a way of make the guest of the hour, we find a way to make them feel special by bringing them in on certain things. So sometimes bringing them in on land speeders, gliders, such, you know, stuff like that. Did you find a way, or did you rig a way to making this guest of the hour to make her feel special? How are we going to bring her in? Or do I need to go to backup plan?
Ty, I think you're the best at doing this.
Okay, let me go through that. All right. Well, I figured you were, you know, unprepared.
No. Well, there's a little backstory to it. I know Ty, he kind of, the very first time I went to take a look at one of his studios, he invited me to just to come observe, right? And so I sit down. All of a sudden, I have a headset and a microphone in front of me, and he's telling me to bring someone in. And I have no idea what exactly he meant at the time. So ever since that event, I was a little shocked on it, but I just want to hear Ty do it one more
time. Okay.
Bring us in.
Well, we're going to bring her in. She's a beautiful talent, dear friend. She's been on the show before, back in actually our old studio, because the last time you were here was in the other studio, now we're here over at Sunset Gower. And so I think we should a special talent here, and I think she deserves some little special attention. So I think I was going to bring her in. She's a talented singer as well as actress, and just a talent itself. I think we should bring her in. Why don't we say a chariot?
Love a chariot.
A chariot, you know, the chariot, the little royalty there. So again, if you're into a great, nice, sensual type music, easy play, or possibly pop, whatever you guys decide what you think. We have a beautiful talent coming in. Her name is Nadine Emmerich. Again, she was a guest here before. Now she's coming back. And so I think we're just going to have to bring her in on the chair. So I guess you want to open that door, James, and then get prepared to bring in the, I don't know, do you whistle for the horses, or what are you going to do?
Clap.
Clap. Okay. Just yes, clap.
Clap right now?
Yeah, clap.
Okay, come on. Let's go, horses.
Yeah. All right. Here she comes on the chariot. She's coming into the studio with the fanfare and roses. Fans Ooh. Waving at her. Ooh, here she is. Again, she is a singer and actress.
Yes.
Most importantly, a beautiful-hearted person. Here she comes into the studio. My dear friend, Nadine Emmerich. Welcome, Nadine Emmerich, to StarosEntertainment.tv right here at Indie100.com Radio and UBN, Universal Broadcast Network. Again, welcome,
Hi.
Nadine Emmerich.
Hi. Wow, I love the roses.
Okay, well, cool. In the chariot.
So romantic.
But James, did you keep the receipt for that one? I'm teasing.
Yeah, I got some notes.
Okay, cool. So, well, cool. Nadine Emmerich, singer, actress, everything. Welcome back.
Hi.
To StarWarsEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com, Radio Now, also UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. So, yeah, it's been a while.
Yes, it has.
How long has it been? Do you recall?
I would say maybe a year and a half, maybe two. Maybe two years.
Wow, it's been a while. Well, cool. Well, yeah, I mean, but obviously, you know, we want the audience, you know, to get to know you that maybe didn't tune in last time. And maybe could, you know, if not fans, have not become fans yet, maybe hopefully more new fans from around the world. So we want them to kind of get to know you, hopefully fall in love with you, and hopefully start following you, and then most of all, hopefully start getting your music. Because now, because you just reminded me, the last time you were here, you were not really into music, right?
No.
You were coming here, and forgive me for forgetting, but you reminded me, you came here last time to promote you acting.
Yeah,
right?
I had a short film that was... going to be in a film festival, and now it's on Amazon actually.
Okay, well,
Sweet Cider.
Wow. Okay, yeah. And that was and how'd that do since we last have you on? I mean, like, did you go to festivals or what was?
Yeah, it actually went into a few festivals, and also then it got on Amazon. So
oh,
I was
awesome.
Really excited about that.
So people could check that out because also okay. So you starred in that.
Yes, I wrote it and I acted
it?
In it.
Yeah, I'm sure. I remember? Do you produce? Or
yeah,
just wrote,
okay. I did actually. It was my passion project.
Yeah, and to remind people and or the new people, new listeners, what was that film about?
It was about a woman who breaks up with this guy unconventionally and it backfires on her. It's an 11-minute short film. It's really cute. A lot of people like it because they can relate to, you know, the breakup, or the guys can relate to it and so can the girls. So it's
wow.
funny.
And now since then, you know, have you wanted to continue doing more of the acting, filmmaking? And then we'll talk about how the singing kind of came in, but what do you love doing the most?
I just love creating. So whether it's I'm creating a character or I'm writing a script or, you know, creating a song, I just continue, like I have to continue doing something creatively.
Okay, well, great. So. Well, let's backtrack here. This show, obviously, we want to get them to know you. So we always want to start off with, where are you born and raised?
I was born in Los Angeles and raised in Covina, a small town here in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. You know where that is, James?
I do.
James, are you a native?
James, where are you born and raised for the people?
Well, I was born in San Francisco and I raised in California, but majority of the time in the Bay Area.
Okay, cool. Do you find the difference between the Bay and L.A.? I mean, I was just there recently, but I haven't been there since I was a kid. But what do you find the difference? So it's stark difference for people that aren't familiar.
Well, I mean, I've been in L.A. for 15 years. So the Bay Area is not the same place that it was when I moved. But definitely, like, my mom grew up in the hippie area.
Okay.
Or era, I should say.
Hippie.
actually, both. Yeah. So when she raised me, it was very liberal.
Okay.
You know, everything was, like... I was brought up to be open to a lot of different things, you know, trying different cultures and traveling and experience a variety of different things in life.
Oh, gotcha. Cool. And then how's Covina? For those that, you know, we got people from around the world that's never probably been to even California,
yeah.
nor yet Covina. What is, how you could describe Covina to people?
It's a small town, and then it's funny because people get confused with Covina and West Covina.
Oh, see, I just did too. So I was going to say,
territorial about like, oh, I'm from West Covina, or no, I'm from Covina.
Oh, see, I was going to say West Covina, but there is actually just Covina.
Yeah.
Okay, and I grew up here, and I didn't. So what is a big difference for you that you notice?
I feel like compared to the city in LA, it's more chill, you know, it's more relaxed, and it's just a lot smaller. I find it, you know, home pretty much. I don't know how to explain it. It's still sunny here and exciting.
Well, cool. Okay, so what inspired you to get, let's say, into the arts, so to speak, or acting? Because you originally started actually off in the acting scene, correct?
Yes.
Well, who was your inspirations in that, as an actor or actress?
I think it was my aunt. She, would watch all these classic films with me, like Gone with the Wind, and I'd be like, oh wow, like I want to do that, you know, just all the classic films, Betty Davis.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And did you know you always went, you know, growing up, you always wanted to get into the arts, become either an actress and or a singer?
Yeah, you know, growing up, I would actually just dance or, you know, sing or do something creative as an outlet, and it's just been a part of me since youth, really young. So there's just no doubt that I wanted to pursue it, you know.
That's awesome. James, do you have any questions regarding her upbringing?
Well, so you grew up in Covina, and then are you still in Covina, or are you here in LA now more?
Yeah, no, I'm near Pasadena.
Near Pasadena. Oh, okay, yeah. Great. So, I guess a little bit about that transition from Covina to Pasadena, and I guess getting a little bit closer to the city. I was wondering what, I guess, motivated you to come more towards LA.
Less traffic.
Gotcha. That commute is a tough one on the tape.
Yeah. Now, what was the time frame when you at least started getting into, let's say, acting first? What time frame was that? Like when you were a kid, high school or junior, you know, or after that, or what?
Yeah, it was after high school. I didn't know, you know, I was like, oh, I want to do acting. And then my friend was like, oh, well, why don't you start this acting class? And that's where you got started. Cause I didn't have a network. I wasn't born into it, you know, so I had to like build that up from scratch and, you know, try to pursue it in some way.
And what was your introduction to acting? Like, was it a play? Was it a film? Or what was it like? What was your first introduction into the field?
That's a good question. I started by going to the Samuel Christensen Studio.
Okay.
And from there, I started taking acting classes in theater. And I studied in New York at the Terry Schreiber Studio.
Okay.
And did some off Broadway. And I played Joanne in Vanities.
Okay.
So that was exciting. And some short films as well.
Gotcha. So and what do you like doing more? Dramas, comedies, or?
I think I like both. Mm-hmm. I like both, but I don't know. Lately, I just want to have fun in comedy.
Gotcha.
And dramedy, I don't know.
Okay, what's an ideal movie? Like, what's your favorite ideal dramedy, like, for you? Like, people get an idea what you want, like to do. Is there a dramedy movie out there that you're like, oh, that kind of a movie I'd like to do?
Let me think. I would like to do, well, I mean, I would like to do a lot of, well, I guess drama I would like to do in movies. That's what I kind of go towards, like an Amy Adams role, or maybe Jennifer Lawrence plays great roles.
Yeah.
You know?
So
I would have loved to play the role in Mother. I mean, I know a lot of people talk about that movie, but it was just so contained in the shots that they did, and she had to be like really, really good at acting with all those close-ups. I would have loved to do that movie. Insanity.
Any questions regarding the early part of her career?
Well, I guess the thing is, so when you first started acting, what was your, I guess, motivation? Just when you first started, like, pursuing acting in the entertainment industry?
So what was behind it, like my drive? I would say probably just pain. I just wanted an outlet, I guess. Hmm. And it was just the best way to express it, to be quite honest.
Hmm. Now, meaning like you were going through some, you know, situations, so to speak, without going into detail, but like, was there those things in your life?
Yeah. Yeah. I was able to express myself in ways that I just felt like content, and I just felt more alive when I was acting.
Gosh. And when did you get that? When do you find you got the quote unquote the acting bug? When did that bite? When did you know, like, okay, I think this is what I got to do for the rest of my life?
Probably because I stay in all these imaginary fantasy lands in my own mind. So probably at a young age, but I would have to say it was one particular performance. I actually performed for a school, and I did this performance very method style. I went to Ivana Chubbuck studio to study there, and I did this performance for this school, and I was like, oh my God, this is so amazing. I was just so in it, you know? So I think that was the first time.
Awesome. Well, what we're going to do, because you also got into music. Mm-hmm. So from the last time you were here, because you were, we want to play some of your music. So the last time you were here, you transitioned, and you reminded me that you were here to promote as an actress / producer.
Yes.
And then now you got into music. What inspired you to get into the music scene?
You did.
Because I remember, because you sing a cappella?
Yeah, you were like, oh, sing something. Because I was in a cabaret show at the time, like live theater.
Correct.
I was doing music and singing and dancing in this show. I think I was in that show for 9 months, too. And I was like, wow, this is a baby. But, I came here to promote that and also the Sweet Cider, and you were like, oh, we'll sing something a cappella. And I'm like, oh, really? Do I have to? I'm so nervous. And I sang something a cappella, and then Chris was like, oh, you should just produce your own music and do some songs and get
Which
in the
is
studio.
Chris Contreras. We'll say what's up to Chris Contreras,
yes,
aka
hello.
Beta on Beta 76 on Twitter, I think. So, anyways, get him a shout out.
Yeah, and yes, hello, Chris. You're the best.
Chris Contreras, what's up, boy? What's up, buddy? Anyways, okay.
Thanks. But yes, and
Chris Contreras is still people like, what the heck? He's actually a buddy of mine. He's worked on a lot on productions with me, as well as he was a guest co-host here when you came on. But he's the one that kind of introduced us, so to speak. So we do want to give a shout out to Chris Contreras.
Yes, but, hello.
Okay, so from that point.
So I sing just these verses that I had written, and I sang them live. And then from there, I was like, oh, maybe I should get into some music. And the way I got into it was I met this amazing, amazing producer, G1, who did the Breathe song. Okay. And he just kept inspiring me, like, you need to keep singing. And this Breathe song is, you know, you wrote it. And I just went into the studio the next day and we did this song. And I was like, what? I guess this is cool.
Speaking of Breathe, what we're going to do, we're gonna debut it. Now, is this the first time to debut anywhere, or is this the first time to debut here? I mean, I know here it will be, I mean, but has anyone else heard this yet, or is it already out?
Yeah, some people have heard it
already.
Okay,
so where can they find it, let's just say? We're gonna debut it here on this show, but at least for our station.
The best place would be iTunes or Spotify. It's really on a lot of platforms that you would listen to your music.
So we're gonna debut at least here on Indie 100.
Yay.
Right? And so so let's do this. So James, Mr. Guest Co-host, you want to introduce this song?
Without further ado, here we go. Breathe by Nadine Emmerich.
All right. Oh, that was a pretty good hey, you pronounced everything right. And I'm proud of you, James. So we're going to do this. Okay, so again, this is Breathe by Nadine Emmerich, and we'll be right back here on starsentertainment.tv, U100.com radio, and UBN. We'll be right back.
All genres, all indie. Now listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
I feel the fall of my faith. My dreams have deceived me in many ways. The monsters come out late at night in Hollywood. It's hard to fight. What are you willing to give up for the daydream? dreams at to see. I gotta breathe through another day. I just gotta breathe this pain away. The beat to my sad story will fuel the way. Full of facade, forever 20 is what they say. Half a villain making love with a guy who says he can get you five lines. He calls it jacuzzi time. I gotta breathe another day. I just gotta breathe. Gone in a world of illusions. You become what you hate. Look in the mirror at your lost faith. Vampire like they say. Breathe. I gotta breathe this pain away. I just gotta breathe.
That was Breathe by Nadine Emmerich. Beautiful song.
Thank you.
James, what do you think?
Oh, I love it. I like how you talk about, you know, getting caught up in daydreams. And
I mean, it's one of those songs that you could play, yeah, like maybe like taking a bath, lathering, just kind of relaxing. Well, first off, excuse me, if you do like Breathe by Nadine Emmerich, let us know. Email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. Let me know again. That's Breathe, BREATHE, by Nadine Emmerich. And you spell that NadineEmmerich, correct? Nadine, yes. Emmerich. And nice. Also, you know, check it out because it's also out on, you said, what platforms right now?
iTunes, Spotify, and many, many more.
iTunes, Spotify, many, many more. And you also, do you have a website? Or do you have any?
No, I have social media, though. Social media? I have, you know, Instagram, Facebook. Oh, and Snapchat is my new, you know, addiction.
I haven't gotten into Snapchat yet. What?
So fun. If you get into Snapchat, I'll send you funny videos. Like,
okay, yeah. I've had friends that I don't know. I mean, photos is one thing and putting up, but like just, what is it, like a couple seconds? I know what it is, but I mean, like, what is the fascination for Snapchat for you, let's say?
For me?
Because what's the difference between that, but then there's the story stuff on Instagram. Is right. It similar?
It's kind of similar. Like, for instance, me and my sisters, we all have a group on Snapchat. You know, they just started the group thing, and it's only us, and we do funny videos to each other all day, like a video war.
Oh, okay.
And like the whole day we'll just do all these videos, but I don't know.
Well, not to, go on.
Oh, I just had a question about your song Breathe. Mm-hmm. I was just wondering what's the story behind it, because I think there's a little bit to it with that particular song and, you know, how it may relate to you.
Yeah, what inspired you to do that song?
I think what inspired me to do the song was, you know, how hard it kind of gets creatively, like in the entertainment business, and, you know, you just have to keep going. And that's where I got into like creating a lot of my own work. And for me, it was just about like trying to live my dreams, and on the way it could get really tough and there's a lot of challenges, and you just have to keep going and get yourself back up and just dust yourself off and keep going. And so that's where it really came from, was my own inspiration.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Very nice. So then from that, how did you like collaborate? You wrote the lyrics, or yeah. How long did it take? What was your process on writing that song? Is that your first song?
Yes, so, this is my first song I wrote.
And what was that process like? So, and when was that point when you said, you know, I'm going to write a song, you know, because you said you weren't, you know, wasn't your background before. And what made you just write it, and how long did it take to do the process from the start of your incarnation of, I'm going to write this thing, to actually making that first song?
Well, my friend was like, oh, it was, I think, Thursday. It was a Thursday. And then he's like, oh, I'll put you in the studio on Saturday. And then he's like, oh, well, let's move it to Sunday. So write a song and find a beat. So he's like, you can find beats like online and blah, blah. So I found this beat. And then from there, I'm like, oh, this would be cool. And then from the beat, I kind of felt like that Breathe kind of thing. I don't know where it came from. And then from there, I just wrote these lyrics. And like, I would go out, like I went to my friend's party, and then like, because I had to go, it was like a networking thing. He's like, come to my party. And I was in there in the bathroom. He's like, are you okay in there? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. I'll be right out. Like writing my song, because I knew I only had like 2 days. So I was just under pressure.
Well, when you say you only had 2 days, why do you only have 2 days?
Because he was going to put me in the studio for the first time. Like I didn't have any music connections to go in the studio or anything.
So he's going
to
record it for you.
Yeah, he was going to record it for me. And I was like, oh, I got to write this song. So everywhere I went, I was just like, okay, a lyric here, a lyric there. And then I wrote the song.
Awesome.
Wow.
Well, cool. Well, we're gonna try to debut another song, right?
Yes.
Okay, so this one is, you know, let's talk about a little bit what inspired you to do this next song. Or should we play it first? What do you think? Play it first and then...
Let's play it first.
Okay.
Okay.
So why don't we do this, Mr. Guest Co-host? Why don't you... Whoa! That was the wrong cue. why don't you introduce...
All genres.
There we go. I'm jumping ahead here. I'm way jumping ahead. Why don't you introduce this this next song?
Okay, here we go. We have a nice song coming up here, Sensual Experience by Nadine Emmerich.
All right. There you go. There you go. You're totally like... It's funny. This is you turn this into, hello.
Hello. We're coming up with a nice, smooth song here called Sensual Experience by Nadine Emmerich.
All right. Thanks. Good job, Mr. James Bowman. Okay, again, here we go. Sensual Experience by Nadine Emmerich. Let me know what you think of the song. Email me, tyrone.indy100@gmail.com, after you hear this. Okay, here we go. Sensual Experience, introduced by James Bowman. All right, now, here we go.
All genres, all indie. Listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indy 100.
And I'm loving to feel it with you. interference with you. This kiss leads to something brand new. It's so magnetic, unique. Just magic between you and me. In the sensual.
Right, that was Sensual Experience, right?
Yes.
Sensual Experience by Nadine Emmerich. Again, if you like that song, let me know at tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. So we just got the debut both. So that was Sensual Experience, as well as earlier, if you're just tuning in, that was that's Breathe. So again, you could check out both the songs on your platforms. You said, are they both on iTunes?
Yes, they
as
are.
As well as in, what'd you say?
And Spotify and a lot of other places.
And cool. And if also, if you want to follow her, she has her social media handles are
Nadine Emmerich.
That's NadineEmmerich. And that's at Nadine Emmerich on all those things. Are you the only Nadine Emmerich, or is there other Nadine Emmerichs?
No, I think I'm the only one.
Well, cool. So check that out. Well, again, beautiful. We were kind of joking off the air. James was like kind of taking off his light on teaser. No, it wasn't James. No. It sounded like like it could be an introduction to a new, very exotic type or erotic or kind of move. Anyways.
50 Shades.
Yeah, but cool. So let's go into it. James, you had that question originally, or what inspired you? Was that the question for this one? For this?
Yeah. If you just could talk a little bit about this particular song and what your motivation was.
She's like, it's called Sensual Experience. What do you think?
It was a sensual motivation. No. But yeah, I mean, what was coming to mind when you were writing the song?
When I was writing this song, I actually, when I wrote the song, I pictured the first lyrics, the candlelight hit your eyes. I actually walked into the montage once, and this guy was literally sitting at the bar, and he was so cute. So that's kind of where I got that inspiration of the first lyrics.
So wait. So when you were seeing, you saw this guy, so.
Yeah.
I'm playing. You're looking across. The room, the bar. Then he looks at you. Your eyes captivate each other.
Pretty much.
Slow motion. He turns around. You turn around. And that's when it goes. The camera zooms into his eyes. Do you like blue eyes or brown eyes?
Or both.
Okay. Maybe one eye's blue, one eye's brown. And then you walk slowly in slow motion. And then he looks at you. You lick your lips. This is the time. He starts to slowly take off his jacket.
The jacket's coming off.
This is where we go. Nadine Emmerich. And James Bowman star in Sensual Experience. No, I'm teasing. That's a cool trailer. I don't know.
Wow.
Anyway,
it's getting hot in here. Yeah, anyway.
Was that kind of what was it going on? No.
Yes, that was exactly the moment.
Where's the fan at? Yeah,
anyway, so but it sounded like a cool. It could be like a trailer to one of those kinds of I don't know. PG-13, hopefully movies. No. So finish off your story.
That was awesome.
So that was like the first.
It was cute guy in a bar.
Yeah, that was, we never really got to date after that.
Did you even get to meet him? Did you even get to meet him?
Yes, okay. I did.
Does he know you wrote a song based off seeing him?
The beginning?
He doesn't know.
Okay.
No, no. But we kind of like talked on the phone, and he lived in San Francisco, and so we never really got to hook up, you know? But he was like, I was like, oh, I'll write a song for you. And then I came up with that first lyric for him.
Wow.
So the rest is...
Yeah. Wow, that's cool. Have you ever had I don't think I had a girl write a song for me. Wow, that's kind of cool.
That's pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Have you had a girl write a song for
I've
you?
I've never had that experience.
Yeah, well, no. So this guy, do you even, no, I'm not going to name the guy.
No, yeah, because I don't,
what are we talking
about? I didn't even get to date him, so that's embarrassing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just thought he was so cute.
Yeah, but at least he's got a song named after him, and one day maybe we'll reveal it in a book. He's like, and then, you know, then he's like, really? Well, that's cool. So then you just went home and thought about him and wrote it, I guess? How long did it take you to write this one?
This one took longer, actually. It was like in the summertime that I had the hook. Like, I'm looking for, and then I had that first verse. And then I wasn't inspired to keep doing it. And then I met this producer, Shua, and he's a different producer who actually did the beat from scratch. Like, he did the whole beat based around, like, kind of where I was going with the song. And he was amazing to work with. And I wasn't inspired until I met somebody else.
Wow, geez.
And then I started dating this guy, and I was like, oh, I feel like finishing this song.
Okay.
And in the wintertime, I finished the song.
Yeah. Wow, so now does this other guy know that you based it off another guy?
Yeah.
Well, it's
I needed inspiration.
So it's based off two gentlemen, yes?
Yes.
Okay,
fine.
Well, there we go.
Jeez. Are they still in your life? Are they still in your life, at least? Well, no? No.
Well, one, I don't know, actually.
One was never like, you know, we were talking on the phone and trying to plan something, but, you know, we couldn't get together because he was a plane ride away. And
so, you know what? I don't buy that. I think
he wanted to fly me out.
Nothing could
like,
stop. If it's true love, I would be flying out every weekend. No, dude.
Really?
Oh,
no,
gosh.
No.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
I believe Ty.
No, I would.
I believe Ty would do that. Yeah, no.
If you're totally in love with somebody, I don't know. I mean, I mean, especially San Francisco is not that far.
Yeah, it's not.
Versus.
That's why it didn't work out. So.
But I mean, you know, but whatever. My point is, I don't even know what my point was.
You're such a romantic.
But
so you're gonna definitely fly out for the love of your life.
Oh yeah, I would totally, totally. If you were like, I don't know, would you, James? Wouldn't you? Yeah, something about that.
Well, no, there's a lot of variables, but
variable.
If I really did, like truly, like if I thought she was the one, I would do whatever I could to make it happen as much as possible. So that, yes,
cool.
I would probably start thinking about somehow
transitioning. Well, just so you know, someone out there in the Bay, San Francisco, knows that, right? Somewhere that there's a song that was inspired by whatever you did, but it also, second person, you were able to finish this off, I guess.
Yeah.
So anyways, I don't even know what tangent we went off. Okay, so... Did you finish off describing what after you wrote the song? Then you said to the producer you started recording.
Yeah, he did this really cool beat to it. I mean, I had the like some of the hook and some of the beginning lyrics from my inspiration, and I didn't have the rest of the song. And so I met this producer, and he was just like, "Oh, we could do the beat like this and like that." And he started whipping up this beat, and I'm like, "Oh my God, this is amazing!" And I was able to finish the song and then write some more lyrics to it and. Yeah. So
well, great. Well, cool. Again, if you guys like that song, that's Breathe and Sensual Experience. That's sensual. Sensual. S-E-N-S-U-A-L experience. Let me know. Tyrone.indie100.gmail.com. But also, again, iTunes, Spotify, you know, check those out. So what's next? What's coming up with you? Like, okay, so you got the songs.
Mm-hmm.
I know you have other songs that work, I'm assuming. Now, do you like now doing these two? What do you think fulfills you the most? Acting, filmmaking, music, or they all equally the same? Or what do you think motivates you the most to do what?
I think that's my challenge. I love doing everything creatively, you know?
Right.
So, but I like to act, I like to sing, and then I like to get to do like the music video part too. That's really fun. Like coming.
You have music videos to these. Stuff. Yeah.
Breathe. Yeah, I do.
Oh,
on
you
YouTube.
Do.
Yeah.
Okay.
On
and YouTube. How do they check that out?
You can go on YouTube and then just put in my name, Nadine Emmerich, and Breathe. It'll come up.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So again, if you want, check out the Well, I mean, I guess we'll watch it. So I'll watch it. I'm just trying to see how do you describe the music?
Yeah. I could tell you like how we shot it. It was kind of like accidental because my my director was like, oh, why don't we shoot like a little something for your reel with your new song? And I'm like, okay, cool. And then it turned into a music video.
Wow.
So then we did like a lot of candid shots like in Hollywood and we just kind of guerrilla styled the music video. It was really fun during the winter.
Wow.
So a lot of things I do in the wintertime.
4 minutes, guys. James, any other questions? Any questions before we end off here?
Well, I guess what's next? So yeah, what's the...
Oh, I am performing on the 28th of April this month.
Cool.
At the original Barone's famous Italian restaurant.
Wait, Barone's?
Yeah.
Wait, is it Ventura? Wait.
Yeah, it's in the Valley.
And so that's going to be on a Tuesday?
Is that Saturday. Is that it's the 28th.
It's like a 28th. It's like a restaurant.
Oh, okay. I thought you said
it's a restaurant.
Is it off of where?
I think it is in the Valley. So it is.
Yeah. Have you been there?
I think
I've been there. It's what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pizza place. Well, they serve great pizza. I just remember.
Really? Okay. Like Italian.
I want to say it's Barone's, but anyways, it's called. Oh, anyways. Well, you said Barone's? Okay. Anyway, so you're performing there. It's how is it spelled? So for the audience,
B A R O N E S.
Yes, I believe it's Barone's, but if it's in the Valley, but they can look it up. I'm sure. Is it posted anywhere else?
Yeah, I'm performing with Lisa Salone. She's really good, like jazzy type style singer. So I'm really excited to perform with her.
Anything else?
Awesome.
I'm going to be doing April 30th at the Terracotta, which is in Koreatown.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Well, I was saying, what time are you coming on, like for both events?
Around 9 o'clock.
Around 9. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool. So again, check that out. If you have also anything else you want to find out on Nadine, she's on social media.
Yes.
You post about this stuff as well. No, but no website.
No website.
Okay. So you have Facebook. Mm-hmm. You go to Instagram.
Yes.
Twitter.
I don't really go on my Twitter much.
Snapchat.
Snapchat.
Jeez, Snapchat.
I love Snapchat.
A lot of people, I don't know. I haven't gotten into it yet. So check her out. That's Nadine Emmerich, NadineEmrich. Now, Nadine, the show ultimately is about inspiring others. You've been inspired yourself. Mm-hmm. We want to inspire those.
Okay.
What inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to do what you do, whether they want to be an actress, filmmaker, singer, or just, follow their dreams in general?
I would just say start and follow your dreams and, don't let anything get in your way because you just never know. You just want to take the path and the journey and find yourself through your art and, find out what you like to do and just go for it, I guess. There's so many ways to be creative now. So, even just doing a video on your phone, there's so many things. So just do it if you want to be creative.
Yeah, well, those are great words of wisdom. I want to say thank you for coming back. It's it's great to see you having you back after a couple of years here. And again, I wish you the best of luck with
thank
all
you.
That you do, whether it's acting, filmmaking, or music. You deserve a lot there. God
you.
Bless you on that.
You
Mr. James Bowman, thank you for coming back. It was great.
Thank you so much, Ty. it was actually it was a real treat to come back on.
Cool.
I really appreciate it.
Oh, no, not a problem. And then maybe we'll find a way for you to get the memos.
We'll work on the memos. We'll work on, bringing all the...
But great job again. God bless you, too. Again, I want to say thank you guys for, again, all your guys' listenership. I appreciate it. I love you guys, and you guys are, it means a lot to me. You guys were tuning in. I've been seeing the ratings and all that kind of great stuff. And again, I thank you guys. God bless you guys all. And I always want to end off my show with this. Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible. And we are out. Bye-bye.